the last of our plumbing broadcasts for this month. We go into Universal Design into March. Right now, we're talking about milestones that have come along in the plumbing world. And really, I got to start with how much less water we use. The water-saving devices, reduced flow. I mean, you had mentioned you came over from California. You're very familiar with the water problems there.
Yes.
We don't have, lawns. We can still water all of our lawns. There's times in California you can go through there and there's great green lawns, and you can go through other times and it looks like this is an abandoned neighborhood that nobody's exactly. lived in for 10 years. But it's just because all the water, the restrictions. And if we don't control our water use as homeowners, those regulations are just going to have to come because the water reservoir, when it hits a certain depth in Lake Mead, then restrictions start to come in. And as it drops, more restrictions come in. So the best thing we can do is be smart and conserve our water use. And, a lot of water's just goes right down our drain.
Exactly. Some of the most obvious things are shower heads, faucets. They've come out with a lot of shower heads that can go down to 1.5 gallons per minute. They go up to about 2.5 gallons per minute, but you really don't see much difference. It's incredible how they've engineered the shower heads to still give a good forceful shower, with a small amount or a lower flow rate.
And for me, immediately, I'm thinking that's easily 6-7 gallons a day. I mean, there is just 2 minutes, especially on those cold mornings. You get up and it's dark outside. Then it might be 2 or 3 minutes I stand there just enjoying the hot water before I get on with cleaning up. And, that's right there. There's 5 gallons minimum saved right there just by switching shower heads.
Exactly. And that's one of the benefits of switching to a lower gallon per minute shower head is you get to take a longer shower because it's not draining your water heater as fast.
That's a great point because there's 6 people in our home. One teenage daughter, which at one point we'll have 3 teenage daughters down the road when they all get to that age. So just for what you said right there, getting more out of your water heater and expanding the use of that, I hope they're not listening because they're going to be mad if I don't come home with 1.5 gallon shower heads for today.
Other things are toilets. Toilets have gone down from 5 to 7 gallons per flush, all the way down to 1.6, 1.28 is the most common. There's even a few on the market that are 1 gallon per flush. I know when they were first introduced years ago that they didn't work that great, and there's still a lot of homeowners out there that are skeptic of switching. They still have these 30-year-old toilets in there, and they don't want to switch because
exactly. You've got to flush it 5 times. You're wasting water because it doesn't work.
You flush it 3 times, you use the same amount of water, might as well keep my old toilet. But the toilets that are out now have been engineered to work great.
Technology's coming.
Exactly. They work just as good, in some instances better, than those old toilets.
And you're talking about the 2-flush toilets. You have one flush for
liquid.
For liquid and one for solid.
That's, exactly.
Ah.
The amount of water that we use that just goes down the drain waiting for the hot water to get to our shower head or our kitchen sink. There's new methods that we have of delivering that hot water without wasting the cold water that's in that line. That doesn't seem like enough, but you multiply that by 3 million homes. I mean, we're talking lots of gallons.
Ends up being a lot, yeah. You have recirculating pumps. If you're fortunate enough to have a house that's pre-plumbed with a return line or a hot water return line, that's ideal. That's the best way to go. If you don't, there's retrofit recirc pumps that you can install. They're very simple. There's just a little T that goes underneath the sink. You hook the pump up to the water heater. You plug it in, and all you have to do at that point is wait. There's even timers. You can set the timers for certain times a day. If you're not going to be home all day, there's no need to have the pump running. If you know you take your shower at the same time every morning and you do the laundry the same time every evening, you can have the pump running at that time so that the hot water is available and there's less waste.
We have the National Hardware Show coming up in a couple months in Las Vegas. It's usually in May. And the amount of money that goes into the displays from Kohler, from American Standard, Delta, Moen. I mean, these guys all have like 40 by 40 booths. I've seen reports sometimes they'll spend up to $2 million just on their exhibit display. And you would think, well, what could they possibly have? But every year, they're all competing to bring the newest innovation in water delivery, water reduction to the market and be the first to have it or do it better than the other guy.
Exactly.
Talk about the epoxy lining for sewer lines. That's pretty neat.
That is. It's good for people that have like very extensive landscapes or a lot of concrete or pavers that they don't want to disturb if they have a sewer issue. It can be done by just digging a couple of potholes, you know, on either side of the sewer line. Pretty much the way it works is, if you can imagine like a sock, and they take this sock and they, with a big balloon, and they blow it down the pipe, put an epoxy on it, and it hardens, it sets right there in place. There's no digging involved except for the little potholes on either end. And that's pretty much it. And it can save a lot of collateral damage.
And where this is used, if we need to replace an old sewer line, mm-hmm. instead of doing that, we can line it with epoxy and get a lot longer life out of it. I mean, you know, it's pretty darn tough.
It's pretty strong stuff. Yes, it is. It's good for like root intrusions, pipes that are just rough and jagged on the inside and you want to smooth it out. It's not going to fix a break. If the pipe is broken and misaligned, it's not going to take care of anything like that. But there's definitely applications. It's a good option.
Our Plumbing Hour with George Cathy of Isley's Home Services here at Rosie on the House.